First, the state will send roughly 2.7 million absentee ballot applications to nearly all registered voters in the state. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission approved the motion unanimously at their meeting yesterday, but there are some key details to hash out. The move was proposed to help the state better prepare for the 2020 general election and the uncertainty surrounding the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Sean Johnson is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
So this has been a while in the making. What was some of the back and forth that led us to this decision, Sean?
Well, I mean, I think what set it up partially is, you know, our experience in the April election when we saw 62% of people vote by mail in that election, which far surpassed any records that we ever had before in Wisconsin. And also, there was money made available to do things like this through the U.S. CARES Act, you know, that big bill that President Donald Trump signed at the end of March that passed Congress unanimously. That had money set aside for states to work on safe elections. And so this is funding, this is funded by, you know, grants through that federal bill.
And to be precise here, they are not proposing mailing ballots. They're proposing mailing ballot applications. And then who would these be going to under this unanimous proposal, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, that is an important distinction. Mm-hmm. This is just mail that, you know, will inform people about their options as far as voting absentee and that they could mail back to get ballots. But it's going to be sent out to 2.7 million Wisconsin voters, roughly, who qualify. And there are a couple groups of people who won't get it. Those are voters who have already requested an absentee ballot. So they already have a request on file with the state. They're not going to get another piece of mail from the state letting them know about this option. And then the state also won't send this piece of mail to people who are flagged as having potentially moved. You know, they're referred to as being on the active movers list or the ERIC database. We've talked about this a lot in, a separate lawsuit. That's about 158,000 people who won't get this mailer because they're on that list. But roughly, you know, everybody else will. So you're looking at 2.7 million registered voters in Wisconsin who will get it.
This was a unanimous vote to do this thing, but it's not quite a done deal yet. If I understand, Sean, what does the Wisconsin Elections Commission want to do when they get another crack at it?
So the final thing that they have to do is they have to approve the wording of the letter that is going to go out. And, you know, that could be just a technicality or it could be a pretty important step. Because the Wisconsin Elections Commission is split evenly, 3-3 between Republicans and Democrats. And so especially on highly political issues, as absentee ballots have kind of become in the year 2020, they tend to have 3-3 votes. You know, the commission met about a week ago and they were scheduled to take this up. And they weren't on the same page, and they got deadlocked in a 3-3 vote. It happens from time to time when you have three Republicans and three Democrats and the stakes are so high. And so you're asking this commission, which did decide 6-0 to send out this mailing, to get a majority or at least 4 votes to agree on the wording of the letter. You could imagine how that could get a little complicated. And there was a push by some of the Democrats on the commission to say, no, we're not coming back. We're just going to let the staff approve this letter. Whatever they say is okay. Let's vote now and get it done. But the Republican members of the commission pushed back and said, no, we have to approve the wording of this letter. It's going out to 2.7 million people. We were appointed here by public officials, and we have a duty to sign off on this stuff.
Talking to Sean Johnson, Capitol Bureau Chief for WPR News, looking at the Wisconsin Election Commission's decision to send ballot applications, absentee ballot applications, to over 2.5 million Wisconsin voters. Sean, we've heard about, you know, this is not easy to have all these extra ballots and letters printed and then processed. We saw, as you mentioned, problems with April's elections, with the system being flooded with these absentee ballots, some of them, you know, getting hung up in the mail system and things like that. Is this another part of the story that the Elections Commission is working on?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the reason that the commission staff came up with this idea. And I mean, they serve at the direction of this board, but the staff is really saying that a lot of the problems that Wisconsin had in the April election came from people who either had not voted by mail before, so they were unfamiliar with some of the processes, or, you know, they failed at some of the requirements of voting absentee, or they sent it at the last minute and the system was kind of overwhelmed with this surge of absentee ballots at the last minute. When I say system, I'm kind of using that loosely, the postal system, all the local clerks who make elections run in Wisconsin. They had this just flood of absentee ballot requests, or not requests, excuse me, absentee ballots mailed in at the last minute. And so the idea by sending this letter out is that the state can maybe get ahead of that, let people know that this is an option, let them know that they can do it early, and kind of spread these requests out. Another reason that the state wants to do it, the Elections Commission wants to do it, is that you do have third parties who send out mailers suggesting that people vote absentee, and they sometimes have the wrong information. And, you know, that ends up, you know, either intentionally or not, disenfranchising some people who fill out these forms that are not from the state and have incorrect information. People think that they've done the right thing, but they haven't.
Around the country, we've seen other states move to expand in one way or another mail-in access to voting or access to absentee ballots. The Trump administration, the president himself, and others have been critical of some of those states. At one point, the president threatening to cut off some kinds of federal funding for states doing this. Has there been any concern here in Wisconsin that we might see this kind of backlash if we're mailing out ballot applications?
So I've been watching for that today, just given that our Elections Commission decided to take this step. You know, the president was he took a aim at Michigan, really criticized Michigan specifically for sending out absentee ballot request forms to its voters. And that's essentially the same step we've taken. President Trump has not lashed out at Wisconsin today on Twitter. In fact, I haven't seen him do that previously, when you're talking about absentee voting issues in Wisconsin, for whatever reason. You know, there is one school of thought that, you know, strictly politically speaking, if cities like Madison and Milwaukee were going to send out mailers like this anyway and inform people about their ability to vote absentee, give them forms that they could send back to request absentee ballots, if they're doing that in Democratic strongholds, it may serve Republicans well politically to have these mailers go out to everyone so that they have some kind of an equal footing there.
We'll leave it there and watch for that final letter and the verbiage therein. Sean, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio News. He joined us today to talk about the Wisconsin Election Commission's unanimous decision yesterday to send absentee ballot applications to roughly 2.7 million registered voters around the state. Still to be determined what the letter will look like and how long it would take the commission to sign off on the final wording. You can follow that and other important stories in state politics over at WPR.org/news.